Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Answers. This is DC Love. I'm one of your hosts, and I'm joined this evening by Jan Drake Bakke. Jan, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, DC. Yeah. Yes.
Wonderful.
It's a good day today.
Yeah.
For me, anyway. Yeah. It's been a hard week, I have to say. We were talking about that, but today it's turned into something better, and I'm just grateful for that and thanking God for that. It's been quite a week, though. But yeah, we're getting through it.
The energy was intense in so many different ways. You know, I felt that as well. It really was.
Definitely. Yeah.
Well, you know what?
While
you're on right now, can you tell everyone a little bit about you?
Okay, sure. So I'm Jan Drake Bakke, and I am a psychic medium, and I do a lot of totem animal readings. It's like the first thing that I see when I start to do a reading is an animal that comes through right away, and they are our animal guides that are around us, actually, all the time. they're like angels. They're guides, and they're always here to help us. And so I do that, and then I work on poetry. That's something that I love. I just love doing that, and I channel it a lot, and sometimes I don't, you know, but usually I do. And so I've been working on trying to use my poems in different places, different events. For music is what I'm looking forward to, working with singers. So anyway, that's something that I'm interested in and I'm working on. And some people want me to write a book, and I might do that too later on. So then the other thing that I really like doing are predictions, and that's been going really well. It was something very new to me, and then I just started doing it, and it just turned out to be something that I like to do and can do, so I keep doing it. And so that's mostly it. And psychic detective work, I also do that, and we have a private room for that, for the Sacred Embers group. We don't take a lot of cases, but we have worked on quite a few. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm on Twitter also. And we have all our websites and all our pictures and everything on the Sacred Embers site in our group. So you can check us all out there. That's
beautiful. Yes, Jan, and you are truly amazing. I met Jan at the beginning
Thank
of
you.
My journey. And she's helped me so much. You're truly an angel, Jan, I have to say.
Oh, well, you've helped me more, I'll tell you that. You've helped me much more, so.
Well, I don't know about that, but thank you. And with that being said, a few of our co-hosts are not with us right now. We have Mary Hernandez, that is one of our hosts, and she's an angel intuitive, a Reiki master, an ordained minister, a numerologist, a tarot and oracle card reader. And we have Liz Pfister, who is an intuitive and spiritual guiding light. She's the owner of River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. She is also a healer, a teacher, a practitioner of the spiritual and metaphysical life. And we have Catherine Peoples, and she's a medium, a spiritual shamanic life coach, and a Reiki practitioner. So that's a little bit about them, and I'm just going to give you the cliff notes. I'm a small medium at large. I'm a spiritual jack of all trades, and I'm a telephone to the divine. So with that being said, Jan, do you have some of your beautiful poetry to share with us this evening?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
They're right here. And I am going to start off. Sometimes I just overlap, you know, and I read some of the ones I had last week or the week before. So anyway, this one's called Heavenly Realities, and it goes, I walk in heavenly realities. I allow light beams to touch my face. I seek what is seeking me. I am surviving by grace. I activate the promised land. It lives inside my heart. I help to change my atmosphere at any time or any day. It is a good start. And this one's called Glory on Us. Thank you for all that we receive, for all that we believe, for those we lose, that we will grieve. God shines glory on us. The light will never leave. And this one goes, touch the sky, angels. Some days are for just flying away, to get away from the mucky muck, to get unstuck, to touch luck, to get away from confusion and deceit, delays and betrayals, to begin anew, to refresh, to touch the angels, to uplift and move forward, to break through the veil and fly. Shall we touch the sky? And this one's called, If the Universe Were Mine. If the universe were mine, I'd send you angels every day to fly you through the celestial spheres so you could jump through clouds and dance on stars. So you would always have good days and always less tears. And this one's called Angelic Airways. Angelic Airways, flying in eternity in the heavenly atmospheres, soaring in delighting gravity, seeing beyond the veils in all time. We will miss them as they fly in this divine light, sublime. They are home at the right time. And this one's called Ancient Wisdom, Heart. Her ancient wisdom gave her strength to go forward. Her heart was waiting for new days coming of new life and merriment. And this one goes, go elemental. Take a break from it all and go elemental. Feel the magic, so fairy, so dragonfly, so gentle. And here's a love poem. I like to read one every time. This one goes, love is a flame, not usually tame. It is light. It is sometimes fright night. It is sometimes heavenly delight. Love is you and I. We scatter. We cry. We are in sync. We fly. Love is a nightmare of a broken dream of heart's expectations. Love is a hot fudge sundae, a banana split of sweet sensations. Love is a song, a melody of feelings for everything. Love comes along. It's time to sing. Love is unexpected. It seeps in a crack. You can't deny it. You are lost and found in its attack. Love is life. Without it, you are dim. With it, you are on top of the world, with her or with him. And this one goes, those who remain perpetual teenagers have the risk of falling in crushes over and over. Oh, my God, I can't believe I put that in. That's silly. And this one is called Unicorn. What's that?
That's absolutely beautiful. I loved it. You're amazing.
Okay, thanks. This one's called Unicorn. Some days are unforgiving. Some are just plain forlorn. Some are heartless. Some give us joy. Some are full of poem corn. Some days are waiting to be better. Some are great in the morn. Some give us havoc until I met a unicorn. And this one says, if your heartbeat continues, your dreams are still awaiting. And we're almost done. This one says, we find our way. It's called A Long Minute, sorry. And we find our way. Try not to judge anyone in the day. Be grateful for what we have in life. Try not to belittle or make fun of another's strife. It's only a long minute here for us on earth, then gone like a flash. We will be ascending into a rebirth and then attending a big bash. The differences between us are there, but we feel a lot of the same things. For some, not all is fair. However, it's what life brings. Cherish all or any of it when you can, and celebrate life even if you are ill. Know that you find your way every minute. You have God's guidance and your free will. And this one says, somewhere in between. Sometimes we look between the worlds and see something we have never seen. Sometimes we hear words from someone from somewhere in between. Sometimes we feel a magical feeling that one cannot explain. Sometimes we get touched by something that is not from this earth plane. And that's that.
You know what, your poems are magical. They're so uplifting. I mean, they're just
good. I'm so glad.
Amazing. They make you smile. I mean, people feel
really
happy and uplifted. And I feel, and so many people feel, Jan, they are like, they're totally divinely channeled by you.
Wow.
You know,
thank you.
They're so beautiful. They're not like regular poems. They're just like absolutely amazing.
No.
Oh, and you can feel it with everything that you share with us. Oh my gosh,
yeah.
I love them, and then I love one like more than the other, you know? It's just amazing. You've been doing poems now for how long?
Oh God, I mean like years, you know, quite a few years.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. And I mean so many people like
when my mom died.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Thank you, DC. I appreciate this so much. I was thinking about
it
today.
You see all the people that put light on everything, Jan. They're heavenly, you know, they're guided by heaven, honest to goodness, you know.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I just love them, and you inspired me, and I just recently started to, you know, to channel a couple poems, you know. So it's really
they're beautiful.
Thank you. Well, tonight I'm not going to share.
You should read them all on here. Are you going to read them?
I think maybe another time, but I was with my friend today,
okay.
And we were out and about for a little while, and I'm thinking, well, what kind of message should I share this evening? And we were in traffic, and my friend and I both looked, and the car next to us, in the back seat, there was, it must have been like a stick-on decal. It looked like Queen Elizabeth was sitting in the back seat of this car. So we both burst out laughing, and I'm like, okay, so, and I heard her say, she's blonde, she needs really good signs. So I'm like, okay, Queen Elizabeth, I'll go with that.
That's really cute.
I actually channeled a message for last week, but I wasn't there. So here is what I got from Queen Elizabeth. In wishing you all a good day or evening, I, Queen Elizabeth, come before you with great love. I was blessed to rule longer than any other monarch in Britain's history. I am forever grateful for the blessings of my home and my family. And I am equally blessed to have spent 70 years of marriage to Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. He served as the longest-serving royal consort in history. You've got to remember, we weren't expected to be around that long. Well, with that being said, please remember that grief is the price that we pay for love. Please spend quality time with those that you love. Show love and kindness to your neighbor, no matter what race, creed, or color they are, and help them and become friends. Put past differences behind you and move forward. Whatever life throws you, work together and share the load. There are so many distractions happening right now, and change and major transition are coming. This transition will be significant. Please do not forget how amazing it is to be living in this world at this time. No matter what you are seeing right now, have faith, and please believe good is coming. I heard a voice from heaven say it was time for me to rest from my labor. The day that thou gavest has ended, and the angels escorted me upward to heaven. I am with our Lord and all those I love who have gone before me. Heaven celebrated my arrival with a rainbow over Windsor Castle and then a double rainbow over Buckingham Palace. These were both beautiful signs of God's goodness and my faith in Jesus. Christ's example always helped me to see the value of doing small things with great love. Please remember that each day is a new beginning. Take small steps forward daily. This will lead to lasting change, and no matter your age, there is always something to look forward to. Remember, work is the rent that you pay for the room that you occupy on earth. And life, it goes by so fast. Let us not take ourselves too seriously. As I look back to the year 1992, the only words that come to mind from, of course, one of my trusted correspondents, it has turned out to be an anus horribilis. It means a horrible year. Honestly, it was surprisingly glum.
Wow.
And then oftentimes I reflected back to childhood, and I thought, I should be like a horse. Those were some of my happiest moments. As queen, I worked really hard to stop abusive treatment to these beautiful creatures. I also loved my dogs, the corgis. I own more than 30 throughout my lifetime. In fact, I love animals in all shapes and sizes, including pigeons. And I did enjoy going on hunting, fishing, and shooting expeditions. My headscarves and galoshes, they were recognizable as were my handbags and colorful outfits. And the reason I wore the bright colors was to make sure that my subjects saw me. If I had wore beige, no one would even know who I was. I think I may have spoken a little long here, ladies. I want to thank you for listening. I want to say that I watch over the royal family with unconditional love. And I send my love to each of you as well. Please say a prayer for King Charles as he begins his reign. And thank you all for what overwhelming outpouring of love. I can't thank you enough. I shall remain forever in your hearts. One last thing before I go. I have to say, when I was crowned queen, what a horrible carriage ride. It was not comfortable at all. But my ride with the angels, it was like riding on a cloud. And I have to tell you, my crown was so heavy that if I leaned forward too far, you could actually break your neck. Okay, I think that's quite enough. Well, have a blessed day or evening, everyone, and thank you all for your service. I have to say, I love this beautiful group of ladies. The shows that you have in this network, the service you provide to others is amazing. And Joan Rivers and Prince Philip told me, look for that crazy blonde lady, D.C. And Joan told me to tell her, she said, just tell her it's all about me. I did. And then I said to her, take down my message, and she did. Well, ladies, I'm going to sit and I'm going to enjoy the show. I love you all. Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, that was so,
so that was
beautiful.
The channeling.
Oh.
Thank you that I had for last show, you know, so...
Uh-huh.
I unfortunately
no,
was not
just
able
came
to
out.
It
just came out beautifully too. I so enjoyed it. Oh, I wanted to hear.
Well,
could,
you know,
I
like I said, we were traffic. And we looked over, and there was Queen Elizabeth. That looked like riding in the back seat of a car. So that was my sign, saying she's blonde.
Wow.
She needs a really good, you know, to read her. So thank you, Queen Elizabeth. I hope you've done well. But Jan, we do have
that
quite a bit of callers.
Okay.
Thank you. As for your poems,
all right,
they were equally beautiful.
Thank you.
I think I better start opening up the phone lines because it looks like a Christmas tree here.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah. All right.
Hello, area code 212. You're live with Angel Answers. This is DC.
Hi, DC.
Can I have your first, please?
Hi, DC. This is Bryn calling.
Hi, Bryn. How are you this evening?
Okay. It's been kind of rocky in September, so I just want to find some messages from spirit or from my dear departed loved ones if they come in or any spirit guides. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Jen, would you like to start off?
Yes, I would. Hi, Bryn.
Hi, Jen. Hi. It's good to hear you. You're wonderful. You have a very innocent voice. It's like there's like an innocence about it. Yeah, no, it's beautiful. Yeah, it's really fresh. It's like a fresh flower in the country with nobody, you know, bothering it. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I don't know if I'm all that innocent anymore, but I love hearing that. That is so nice. I'm going to, when I listen to the show, I'm going to write that down. Those are beautiful words there.
Thank you.
I'm going to, I don't remember what I gave you the last time that you called in a while ago. I never look, but I don't know what it was, but I see a wolf for you. So I don't know if I gave you that
the
last
the one.
Time.
That was, yeah.
No
the
way.
Wolf came in.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, well, that wolf is really with you.
Wow.
Because there you go. You know what they say when I was studying animal totems and all that, and I should still keep studying. I do when I read my books. They say if you see them two or more times consecutively, then that is for sure one of your totem animals. There's no question about it. I think this is one of your main ones. I really do because. Had no idea. So here we go. Characteristics and behaviors that no longer serve your spiritual purpose are being culled from your consciousness. Valuable insights, ideas, new teachings are coming your way. You're being spiritually and psychically protected at all times. Mm-hmm. And you have a strong sense of family and community, very intuitive and very affectionate with your family and friends. And you have a great deal of passion, sincerity, and a natural born teacher. That's what they represent. And they're just one of the, I love the wolf. I have a wolf also. And so I just think they're phenomenal.
Yeah, they're amazing.
So,
that's great.
Yeah, you definitely have a wolf, because that just, I can't believe it. I'm really excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Jen.
I'll pass you over to D.C.
All right, take care.
Okay, you too.
Yes.
Yes, Bryn. I just want to say that I remember, Jan, mentioning a wolf, I believe, to you, you know, another time that I was on the air with her, and she's spot on all the time with her beautiful totem animals.
Yeah.
I mean, I just get excited, I just get so excited, Jan, because you do, and you don't remember, because when we're, like, giving messages, it's basically channeling, so a lot of the stuff we remember, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on for 1 second. I'm just, hi, Peg, is that you?
Yep, hi.
Hi, I'm going to connect with Bryn for a couple seconds here, and then I'm going to turn him over to you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, Bryn, I have to say, you were asking to connect with someone. I heard immediately grandparent. Which grandparent did you have a really beautiful bond with?
I didn't know my father's parents, unfortunately. So, you know, either my grandmother or grandfather on my mother's side that I grew up with.
Okay. Because I do feel like, they are with you, and I feel like they're sort of like, They're not angels, but they're almost like angels to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Were there some things in life? They're talking about family members. There might have been some kind of arguments or something, and I'm hearing making amends.
Yeah. Now and again, there are arguments about money. You know, problems. That kind of. Thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what I was hearing. But then, I also heard, from one of the grandparents, you know, saying that they may have said something that hurt you, and I'm hearing, like, you know, they're very sorry.
I don't know. Yeah, that's I'll have to recall.
And
do you hear
your name being called, and you're looking around and you don't see anybody, but you hear your name every now and then?
No, I haven't yet.
Okay, well, hold on to that. Because I do feel like they're trying to get your attention, and, you know, they are with you, and I'm getting, you know, they're here to guide you. I also was getting as well, sort of like you need to take, like, a little break, okay?
That's what I feel like I've been doing.
and just keep an open mind, because when you keep an open mind, you're going to get the guidance that you're looking for.
Okay.
And I'm hearing, listen to the music. Do you listen to some, like, station that you really like, or a certain kind of music? Because I feel that's channel too to you.
Yeah, I don't listen to much music, but I know when I do, it feels good.
Yeah, I would suggest maybe try to even, you know, a little bit here and there. Okay.
Right.
Did one of the family members have something in the lung area? Because I'm starting to cough a little bit.
Go ahead. My dad passed on by pneumonia.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, he's coming in. You know, he's coming in as well, Bryn, and he's with your family. And he's letting you know how much he loves you. And, you know, when you think of them, know that they're always with you, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm getting, do you have, like, maybe things from those that have passed on?
Have what?
Do you have anything, like any items, pictures, items from those that have passed on?
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay, because what I'm getting too, maybe, do you have like maybe too many items?
There's a lot. There's quite a few of my dad,
right,
and grandparents, you know.
Okay,
yeah.
So what I'm getting is they're just asking you, like, look through the things, you know, keep the ones that are really close to your heart, and you can discard the other ones.
Okay.
And what I would suggest is you touch an item, you know, if it's small enough where you can hold it, and you'll feel the vibration of it. And sometimes over time it doesn't carry the same vibration, okay?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Because I do feel like this is like a time of renewal for you, you know, and I'm getting, you know, it's time to sort of clear your space as well as your inner space, okay?
Right.
And it's a time for you to sort of like think outside of the box is what I'm getting as well, Bryn. If that makes sense to you.
Yeah,
okay.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm getting, you know, things may seem a little bit slow like presently, but don't be surprised. Things
right.
are going to happen really fast.
Okay.
So visualize what it is that you are wanting. And, you know, whatever, you know, if it's a job, whatever it is you're wanting, really visualize it. And, you know, hold that intention, and the universe is going to match that intention, okay? I do feel like there's going to be something that happens, and it's going to happen, like, really, really, really fast, okay?
So
don't
be
surprised.
Is there
a timeline to that? Well, I feel that it's going to happen, you know, like this year.
Okay,
so I do feel it is this year. Okay, I'm just trying to see. I think that's all they gave me on that would be like they're saying like this year.
Okay.
In fact, I feel like, you know, before the snow comes down, things may change for you.
Okay.
Okay,
all
so
right.
I feel, you know, soon before it gets really, really cold. Okay.
Right.
Okay. And your grandfather's stepping forward, and he's saying whatever, like, isn't positive, don't fill your heart with that. He's saying, you know, put it to the side. This is your time to start a new chapter of your life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's asking you to stay positive, you know, just focus on all the good. Okay, and nothing is gained, like, when we focus on things that, you know, aren't for our betterment, okay?
Exactly. Yeah.
And I'm just seeing, like, he's showing me, like, all these little hearts around you. Okay, I don't know, are you in a relationship?
No, I mean, I haven't been for a long time. I do get very lonely, you know, in my life.
Okay, well, I feel like, you know, this is, before the, like, year ends, there is a possibility of you meeting someone, okay?
Okay.
I don't know, like,
yeah.
it might be somewhere and you meet that person, like, I don't know if, like, you'll be invited to something, some kind of activity. But your grandfather's saying, Bryn, you're never going to know when you're going to meet that special someone, so please be ready, okay?
Okay, yeah.
So work on you. And he's saying, you know, your luck is turning, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to see that this is going to be a great year for you and, you know, career as well. So I really feel like, oh, you're welcome. So just please, like, stay positive, visualize what you're wanting. And I do feel like this is a good, you know, time to really put all the energy out there, you know, write it down on a piece of paper and just put everything you want, because I feel like you're going to be noticed. And your grandfather is saying, you know, you have a lot to offer, you know, to a future employer, okay? And he's saying get ready for all the new opportunities.
Okay.
So he wants you to get ready for all the opportunities. The only thing that I'm hearing now, I'm hearing mother, is there something that happened maybe like with your mother? I'm just getting there's some kind of feeling like deep within, and there's like heavy emotions connected to your mom is what I'm being shown.
Well, I've been told that when my mom was giving birth to me, she was going through some heavy emotions.
Okay.
I mean, also, you know, when she passed on at the age of 98, you know, she was in a lot of pain, but, you know, it's kind of like I'm talking about the beginning of life and the end of life here, you know.
Right. Well, so, that's, no, and your grandfather's saying you're talking about the cycles of life right now, Bren.
Yeah.
Okay, and he wants you to focus your energy on the present cycle that you're in, but I'm also hearing, you know, I'm going to repeat a statement. I'm going to say a statement. I'd like you to repeat it after I'm done. I release any old or heavy emotions connected to my mother.
I release all.
Go ahead.
Heavy. I release
any old or heavy emotions.
Any old and heavy emotions that are connected to my mother.
Mother.
I release all old and.
Heavy emotions.
I release all old and heavy emotions that are connected to my mother.
Release
all old and heavy emotions that are connected to my mother.
Okay.
All right. I'll,
so how do you feel
I'll
now, Bren, as you...
It's a little
and you
lighter.
Could just say, I
yeah.
release, I release, I release.
I release. Okay. I release.
Now how do you feel? You feel a little bit lighter?
A little lighter. You know, it's subtle, but it's there. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so... There's still a little bit within. So, you know, after you get out, like off the call, even if you're just laying down ready to go to bed, you know, I release. And keep releasing until there is nothing like that, no heaviness, you know. And you're aware of the Ho'oponopono prayer, correct?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, I'm sorry, please. Forgive me. Thank you. I love you.
Yeah.
You can say that
yeah.
as well, Bren, and I'm sure that will help. That will help you too. Okay.
Okay. Great.
So that's what I have. But we have a beautiful angel that has joined us, and her name is Peg.
Great.
So
hi,
Peg, I'd like to connect you with Bren, but before you do, can you tell everyone a little bit about you?
Sure. I'm Peg, and I've been working with the angels for many years. I'm an angelic life coach, so I help people to understand how their angels can assist them, guide them, and also how to connect with the angels also. I'm an energy healer, and I also do light language. And I'm also an author. I've written a book of daily angel messages with a journal exercise for each day of the year. And the name of the book is Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year. You're able to get the book on Amazon, and you can get it also on Kindle. And I'm also learning about sound healing, too, with tuning forks. So that's basically about it, I think. And my website is pegsangelicalwhispers.com. So, and you can also get to my other website, which is just a two-page on a healing energy that I also do through the first website. So that's really, I think, about it. I just like to help people to see the possibilities they can have for their life. And I do that with helping them to understand how to work with your angels.
Beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. We're so happy to have you with us, Peg. And our caller tonight is Bren, our first caller. And we're wondering if, are there any angel messages for him?
Well, it's, let's see. I just had a card here. I had gotten a card called Choose Who You Are Becoming, from what I could hear from what you and Brad were talking about, that he's just kind of trying to figure out what to do next or where to go next. Also, what what his loved ones may have to say for him too. And this card, I think, can really maybe give some insight for Brent.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just what the card looks like. It's green. And so that signifies healing, but it also signifies self-healing. And, you know, and making the choices that you really want for yourself, too. And the card, it has something that's essential meaning, a choice, the duality of right and wrong, choosing the path towards your future self, taking the reins and leading the way, committing to one path and allowing spirit to deliver your dream. So that's, you know, so that's kind of what you're kind of wanting to know, maybe what spirit has to say about what's happening with your life. Or I'm not, you know, or the direction, you know, some guidance, I guess, for your direction.
Right.
And the self-care message is, not making a choice, unnecessary delays, playing it safe, and straddling two average paths instead of stepping onto one extraordinary trail, the need to over-control your future. So that, you know, they're not, they're, you know, it's not, you know, it's kind of letting things blossom for yourself too. You know, you may have some ideas for what you want, and just, you know, relaxing and kind of just letting it unravel for you in some way. It says the future belongs to who you are becoming as a multi-passionate, multi-talented, creative being of infinite potential. Choosing who you want to be can feel overwhelming. If you've reached a fork in the road, it's time to make a choice that will allow you to grow into the most beautiful version of you. This card is about the movement you make as you chase your dreams and the person you become along your way. And then it says, here's a juicy secret. The two are intrinsically linked. So they're saying that they're kind of, that the paths that you're maybe looking at are linked in some way. You may feel blocked until you take inspired action towards your goal. So you are getting encouragement to take that action. And it's time to move forward. Sacred Creator, your decisive and determined action will be a way for you to define your desire to the universe, run to the direction of your dream, and confidently guide the unfolding of your path. Know that by deciding, you are making a choice to remain in the same spot. And if there is one universal truth of creating things, it is that inaction is the exact opposition of what you are building. Make strides towards your dream now. And then it says, what lessons do you need to experience in order to stand exactly where you are standing? And then has what you are working towards shifted and expanded along the way? Is there anything about what you've been building that feels too small for your big sacred future? And have you been making choices based on what possibly today instead of what's possible tomorrow? So it's almost like a parent talking, you know. So I feel like maybe, you know, your loved one may have chosen this for you in some way, and you know, to consider those insights that were just given to you. So I hope that helped in some way.
No, thank you. I'm going to listen back on all this because I need to listen to it again. But thank you, Peg. I appreciate your,
yes,
you're welcome,
your reading. Yeah.
That was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And Jan's too. I have to say, Bryn, my dog Ginger's,
yours was
my
too.
Dog Ginger's coming in. She really likes you.
Well,
she wants Bryn. She once in a while she offers like a essential oil.
Oh, okay.
And she wants Bryn to, you know, use an oil that sort of is like a metabolic blend for confidence.
Okay.
Okay? So that would be, you can make your own, like with grapefruit, lemon, peppermint, ginger, maybe cinnamon. And you can mix it with, you know, a carrier oil, of course, because you never put these kind of oils on your skin by without having a carrier oil.
Right.
And she's saying you could use it inside your wrist, Bryn.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your upper body a little bit, excuse me, but she's saying, this is your time, Bryn, and this is going to help you with your confidence.
All
right. So she's saying, let us know how you're doing, and please stay in touch, and feel happy, and feel uplifted.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody. It's been so
You're welcome. Well, that was from Ginger.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Please
Ginger.
Let us
know
doing, and thank you, Bryn.
Yeah, thanks, everybody.
Have a blessed.
Thank you, Bryn, for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, Jen.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a nice night.
Beautiful. Okay, ladies, we have another caller. Dionne, this is C. Are you still with us?
Hi, ladies. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
Hi.
You have a question, hon?
I do, but you were on the... Okay. When you said wolf to Bryn, I was walking through a school parking lot, and there were two wolves as the mascot. Right when you said the word wolf, two of them, I was like, wow, she's really accurate, because even I saw it.
That's awesome. Very cool.
And you saw it? Where did you see the wolves? I'm sorry, I didn't get that. You saw two wolves?
Yeah, so I was walking my dog through past the school. And right when you were talking to Bryn, you said wolf, and I saw two wolf photos of mascots of the school. It was exactly when you said the word
goodness.
Wolf.
Oh my God! How does I just love it when stuff like that happens. Isn't that something? Those confirmation. I mean, how does that happen? That's so cool.
and
you know what?
You said,
can you read for Dionne what the wolf means? Do you have information about the wolf totem?
Yeah. Yes. You know, I looked in that one book, but I want to look in another one because that one, I don't know. That one's a good one too, but let me just get something else here for fun. If I can find it, but... I just love it when those things happen, those synchronicities, you know. It's like we're all connected, you know what I mean? I mean, that is just like so amazing how connected we are, you know. It just shows how that is. Anyway, wolf, free spirit, loyal protector, wise teacher, demands excellence, perceptive and determined with a keen ability to strategize. Wolf helps us to see who we are, find our own path, and follow it with integrity. Strongly intuitive, wolf knows how to find meaning in life. Extremely loyal, wolves mate for life and are loving, dedicated parents. Friendly and social, they know the benefit of teamwork. Wolf nurtures fidelity in relationships and reveals how to cherish our own family while being individuals with a strong sense of self. Acute senses, expressive vocal skills, and gestures make wolf a very good communicator. With a single glance, the wolf speaks volumes. Ooh, that's neat. And as a pathfinder, wolf can guide us through difficult terrain. Wolf advises that we temper our actions with wisdom. And wolf demands excellence, however. Indeed, there is a quality of fierce love among wolves. Wolf requires respect and dictates respect of self as well.
Wolf prompts us to make use of dreams and face fears as we explore our deep self and develop inner knowledge. Working with the wolf can be challenging, but wolf medicine will take us far. So, yeah, that's the wolf. Oh, they're amazing. I love them.
Oh, my goodness.
Jen, I think we lost our caller.
Oh, no.
I think
Jen.
We lost. Well, she
I
may call
her,
back.
Well, I knew she. Yeah, I hope so, because I saw her dog. I saw that she had a dog around
beautiful.
Her. And she was walking
beautiful.
Her dog.
Okay,
so
well,
anyway.
She may call back in, but that was absolutely
okay.
Beautiful, Jan. Absolutely amazing.
Thank
so
you.
I guess we'll just go forward
Thank
and we'll
you.
Take another caller, okay?
Okay. And I thought your message to Bryn was absolutely incredible. Wow. Just wow.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. I mean, and Peg's too. It felt... With Peg, when
yes,
you were speaking to Bryn,
too.
I actually felt like it was a family member talking to him.
Yeah, that's
that was
exactly
like,
what I felt.
Yeah, that felt like so amazing.
Yeah.
It was heartfelt. I could feel it myself. It was so beautiful. We're so, like, you know, we're giving different messages, but we're really, really connected. It's beautiful.
Yes.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, there was
so
some
related to
when... When Jan spoke, and now I can't remember, but it was like, I was just thinking that, or, you know, it was like, oh.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so neat.
Yeah, we.
I know. I love
that. It's like
that.
We have an angelic, like, link
well,
between us, and, you know, it's just all
yeah.
connected so beautifully, so beautifully. Awesome.
And energy
yeah.
is high these days, so I think it's.
It is truly high. It really is.
Right.
That's. No, that's what I was feeling. We said at the beginning of the show, it is so high. Okay, ladies, so are you ready for another caller?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Hi, area code 813. This is DC. How are you? What's your name?
Hi, DC. This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. You have a question for us this evening?
Yeah, my husband died a few weeks ago, and I'm just wondering how he's doing because we all miss him a lot.
Oh, I'm so sorry. My deepest condolences, Kathy.
Thank you.
Okay, well, the first thing that he's saying is he wants you all to celebrate his life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he wants you to just, you know, to live life. He's saying celebrate. Is there, like, a special day for someone in the family coming up soon?
Yes, our daughter is getting married in 2 weeks.
Beautiful. Well, he's going to be there. So I would ask that, are you going to, like, leave a special seat for him to honor
yes, definitely.
Her dad?
Yes.
Because he said, I'm going to be there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to, you know, when the toast is being made, he's going to be there and making a toast as well. I felt a beautiful presence, and I didn't know who it was, but it is your husband, and he wants you to smile and enjoy life. And I'm just seeing, you know, he's saying to you, please be happy, okay? He wants you to be happy, and he wants you to start doing some new things, you know, in regard to your life. He wants you to, you know, start planning and doing things. And he's saying you've got to let go of the emotions that you have within, Kathy. He understands, you know, it's a normal part of the grieving process. But he's saying the sooner that you can confront your emotions, you know, the faster that you're going to heal. And he wants to see you to live your life and move forward. Okay? Because he keeps saying, you know, be happy. I just keep hearing be happy is what he's showing me, hon. Okay? And
okay.
I'm seeing, like, did you and he or maybe just you or he, I don't know, I just see, like, was he an outdoorsy person? Because I'm seeing, like, a beautiful pond maybe, and I'm just seeing, like,
yes.
grass and a lot of trees.
Yes, he was an avid hunter and fisher.
Okay, because that's what he's showing me. I mean, it looks absolutely beautiful. Now, since he's passed, have you gone outside at all and walked?
Yes,
like in
every day.
Okay. Because he's with you, like, when you're walking, okay? And he's telling me, he's, like, smirking, saying she sees me in the house, too. She doesn't, she's, but, he, like, you, catch him, and then you look and you don't see him. He said, that's me. I'm here.
I feel his presence in the car a lot.
Yeah, well, he's with you quite a lot. He is with you quite a lot, Kathy, and he's going to be, you know, he's going to be with you. Just say his name, you know, think a thought. He's sorry that he had to go. He said, I have to tell you that he doesn't have any sickness. He has no worries, okay?
He's
sorry for your sadness. My daughter Ginger is coming in, and she's saying, you know, Kathy at times tries to act tougher than she is. You're putting up a good front at times. She's trying to act tough, you know. And, you know, Ginger knows how you love animals. And what she's showing me is an essential oil, and you'd probably have to Google it, maybe even make it. I'm not sure, but she's saying black pepper essential oil. Now, I've never heard of it, and she's saying you have to be careful because a little really does go a long way. You use a diffuser oil, with, you know, an oil with it. You could put it in a diffuser, but she said I would put it maybe like on the insides of your wrists, but a little teeny little bit. And it's sort of like you, you know, being the amazing person that you are, being the brave woman that you are, but knowing that when you put that little bit of oil on the insides of your wrists, it's your husband with you and his love is with you, just to give you a reminder. And I feel like he's leading you out of the darkness. You know what I'm saying? In a manner of speaking, because he wants you to just be so happy and live life again. He's really asking that you, you know. I'm seeing like sort of to me. I don't know if it's church or what it is, but who's really spiritual? What really strong beliefs?
My mother was.
Okay, so she is with you as well. Do you have a brother in spirit or a brother-like figure in spirit?
No, my brother is still alive.
Okay, I'm getting like a little boy. Is there someone in your family that passed at a young age?
A girl cousin when she was about 18 months old, but not a boy.
Okay. To me, it looks like a little boy. It could be a little girl with short hair. Okay, so they're around you. You have a lot of beautiful family, like in spirit and you know, friends of family. And what I'm getting, like they're there and they're guiding you. They care about you, and they're saying, Kathy, please take care of yourself. Okay, I know life. You know, life is hard. But they're asking that you please just take care of you, hon, okay?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. The other message that I was getting is, you know, please watch your health. Because sometimes when we, you know, lose someone, we forget about us for a while. And I just keep hearing, please watch your health and try to reduce the stress. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to therapy. I'm going to therapy 3 times a week for grief.
Beautiful.
Good.
Well, your family and spirit are so proud of you, and they're part of your team, and they're going to help you as well, okay? So please know that even though your husband is not with you physically, he's still with you in spirit, hon, okay?
Okay.
And that's what I have, hon. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies.
Okay,
thank you, ladies, do you have anything for Kathy?
I do, and Peg, do you want me to go, or Peg, do you want to go? It doesn't matter.
Go ahead, Jan. That's fine.
Yeah, go ahead, Jan.
Okay. So, hi, Kathy. I'm really glad
hi,
you called in. So, I completely agree with DC about taking care of yourself, because that I was getting that so strongly. And I'm so glad that you're going to therapy. That is wonderful. That's going to be so nice. But also to just remember that you just
you know, I've known you a long time, and I know that you have put your whole life into him and taking care of him for many years, and you've done a great job. And it's like, you know, I took care of my mom and my dad for a long time, and it after when they go, it's like, wait a minute. I mean, you know that they're going to go. You know that they're going sooner or later because they're so sick and all that.
Right.
But you're not, you're never really ready for it, you know, even though you know they're going and you know it's going to be a relief in a way for everyone. But then when they do, it's like, wait a minute, I'm not ready for this. I'm so used to being with them. And I, you know, it's like, oh, wow. It's so strange. It's such a, so you have, it'll take a while to get through all that because you're not used to not having them to care for and stuff. But
yeah, we were
what
together
I was
43 years.
Yeah, that's a long, long time. I know it's such a, it's a quite a loss. But you're like DC said, you're gonna get through all this, and you just need to start. And I feel exactly how she feels, what he feels of you wanting to have a, you know, be happy now. It's your time now. You get to be, you're free now, even though it's going to be weird for a while because you're not used to it. But, I mean, this is a good time now for you to start another life, and you'll get to do that now. And you deserve to. And it's not like you did not want to have him in your life. Of course you did. He was your husband, and you were devoted. But it's just, you know, you knew that it was going to happen sooner or later. And it's just a time now for you to take care of yourself. I really strongly believe that. So anyway, that's that. But what I saw right away when you started talking were I saw the first dog, and I don't know if I know who this dog is. I know that I think Blaze came through too, but the first dog that I saw was a dog that was light, like almost white hair, white beige kind of hair, kind of long hair, and the hair was in front of his eyes, you know. I don't even know what kind of dog that is, but a lot of hair and
sounds
light
like
color. And
my first Tibetan Mastiff. It sounds like it might have been my first Tibetan Mastiff. She was blonde and had a lot of hair.
Well, that's who it was. And I don't think I've ever met that dog before. So very much so, very much around you right away, just really, really strong presence of that dog. And then the next dog I saw was a German Shepherd looking dark dog. Is that Blaze?
That was either Blaze or Maya.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, they are around you for sure, and they are trying to give you support, and they love you dearly. Just love you so, so much. I feel so much love from these dogs. It's so neat. And it's just so funny to see the blonde-haired dog, because I never met this dog. I don't think you've ever showed me that dog before. So anyway, okay, good, thanks. So yeah, so you not only have family around you, but you have your dogs, and you knew that. I know you know that. And anyway, so I'm just going to let you go, hand you over to Peg, and just remember that you are going to be having a new life now, and it's just a period of time, and you'll get through it. You really will. It's just so strange. I know. It's really weird.
Mm-hmm. Thank you,
Jen. You're welcome.
Hi, Kathy. How are you? Nice to speak with you tonight. Is there anything more that you would like to ask for or get any type of insight on? I do have insight.
Ever since my husband passed away, I've had one disaster after another happen, and I'm just hoping that the disasters are over now.
Okay. And sometimes it's because sometimes they can happen in threes, you know. So maybe you your disasters are over.
I hope so.
You know,
yes,
just,
three happened, yes.
Okay, all right. And so, you know, so maybe, I don't know, it's almost like I'm hearing, so maybe think about, like, if you were able to get some type of insight as to why they occurred in some way, you know, is there some type of message that you might be, that might be trying to get through you? Also, one of the cards I picked was support. So maybe you need some more help with the wedding, you know, more maybe family members to kind of pitch in. I'm hearing, like, delegate, maybe do a little bit more delegation of things that need to be done, not to feel that you have to do it yourself, you know. And I'm kind of feeling like you kind of sometimes like to just, or you just kind of take over because that's what you've had to do when your husband was here because he was very ill and whatnot. So just asking for more support for friends or family members, your children, and just trust that they're, you know, they're willing to help out, you know, in any way. So also for yourself, the Archangel Azrael came through, and he's the angel of transition, and grief too. And he's a very gentle angel, and he can help you with your grief too. So maybe you could try some, you know, some meditation with him, you know, if you have time. And just, you know, just see what types of insights you might get too.
Okay.
And he's also, you know, an angel that you might want to tell your family here about too, you know, to maybe ask for guidance if they're having a really hard time also. So, and then the last two cards that I got were trust and peace. So it's, you know, trusting that that all will go well, that you're supported, and peace, you know, just peace in your heart, knowing that your husband is doing well and he's no longer feeling anything of what he was feeling when he was here. And
that's good
that
to hear.
And, you know, just, you know, there's no timeline for grief. You know, everyone experiences grief on different timelines. And, you know, I feel like Azrael's saying, is just take your time with all that, you know, and to ask for support too.
Okay.
So I hope that has helped. And have a lovely wedding day for your daughter.
Thank you.
And he will be there for sure.
Good, good.
Beautiful, Peg. We do have Kathy with us. So hold on for a second. Don't go anywhere, Kathy. Catherine is with us. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, you see. Hi, Kathy.
Thank you for joining us this evening.
Hi.
So nice to have you.
Well, you're very welcome. So I, without knowing the question, I did pull a card, and then I ask what the question was. And the card that I pulled for you, Kathy, was, take care of your needs. So do everything that you need to do and just try to be your best self. You know, have support around you the best that you can. And it's you know, the support can come from, you know, family, friends, support groups, people who have been going through the same thing that you, you know, you have been going through, have just gone through. So there are many opportunities for support right now for you. But truly taking care of you is important because otherwise, again, like the grief, you, it's normal, right? But you, everyone is different in going through a grief situation. But taking care of your needs, taking, you know, taking a walk outside, writing in a journal, you know, all these feelings that you're having have to come out somehow. So if they're not coming out one way, they're going to come out and manifest in another. So, you know, keeping a journal is a really, really good way to just, you know, no grammar, no punctuation, just whatever. You can say whatever, you know, you want. And then it's coming out, right? There's we're talking to people, it's coming out. You know, otherwise sometimes, you know, we'll have physical ailments that manifest, you know, some, you know, there's, you know, just different types of anxieties and fears and just things that are not in your highest good. So, you know, take time to rest, take time to be busy, like whatever it is that works for you, right? Putting something in place to help you, you know, when you're feeling sad, for instance, you know, think of fond memories or, you know, what if it's going to make you sad, then don't do that. If it's going to make you happy, then do it. You know, walking outside and getting in one with nature is very, very helpful because you're just there with yourself and, you know, and God's creation. And that's just really important. You're exercising, eating correctly, right? It's going to help you. Like all these things help your heart, your mind, your body, your soul. You, it's the whole connection. So, you know, and just ask yourself what you need. You need to feel supported, and know that you're gonna, you'll get it if you know you look for it. So I hope that helped.
Yes, it did. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Beautiful, Catherine. Thank you. And Kathy, please take care of yourself and stay in touch with us.
Will do.
Thank you,
ladies.
God bless.
Oh.
Take care,
and
Kathy.
Also, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Jan.
The card that I pulled that said take care of her needs, I believe Jan said it was it a dog?
Yeah.
But I pulled... So this is a dog on the card.
Wow. How beautiful. What a beautiful synchronicity.
Amazing.
Yeah, really, really beautiful. Thank you, Catherine. That was absolutely amazing.
You're welcome. I just wanted
to
share that. Okay.
Thank you, Kathy. God bless.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Yes. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Beautiful. And Catherine, before we go to the next caller, can you please tell everyone a little bit about you?
Oh, my goodness. So I am an intuitive empath and Reiki master. I'm sorry, I wish I was. I'm a Reiki practitioner. I also have lots of clairaudient. I have lots of paranormal experiences that happen that I sometimes can't explain, but I have lucid dreaming, astral travel, you know, all the quantum physics type of things and metaphysical things that people do experience, many people. But mostly I'm intuitive and empath, and I am clairvoyant and have those clairs, and working on the mediumship, and that's about it right now.
Beautiful. That's absolutely amazing, and we're so happy to have you with us as well, Catherine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We still have quite a bit of callers here. Let's see, we could get a few more in. Okay.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, it's Andrea.
Hi, 703.
It's Andrea.
Andrea, hi. Do you have a question?
Yes. Yes, I do have a question. So in the beginning of September, I fortunately lost my job. I got a couple job offers, and one rescinded their job. I had an interview on Monday, and I think they want to offer me the job because they want me to come back in person on Friday. But I have a couple more irons in the fire. Do you think that one of these would be better than or a job will come through?
Okay. So you have a couple irons in the fire, and you want to know if one of them will come through a manifest for you?
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure the one on Monday will offer me a position, but I have a couple more people that have reached out to me, so I'm trying to weigh out my – I mean, I don't know for sure I'll get them, but I'm trying to figure out my options, so.
Okay, I'm going to turn it over to the ladies, but the first thing I want to say is you've got to breathe and stay a little bit more grounded, Andrea, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Breathe, and I feel like, you know, you're holding on to, like, this energy – and you've got to let it go. And I would suggest, like, with each option, you say, you know, you say the name of the job where it's located and feel how it feels in your stomach. That's where your intuition is.
Uh-huh.
And just feel it. And I'm getting, you know, just be confident. Be really, really confident. I see you, like, going up like an escalator and... You know, you really have a lot to offer a prospective employer, but I'm getting mm-hmm. you've got to change your energy a little bit. That's what I'm feeling first of all, okay? And just
okay.
You know, feel each option. Like I said, your gut area, that's your intuition, okay? So mm-hmm. the energy that you're holding on to, like right now, I feel like it may not be sending, like, the exact signal that you want to send to the prospective employer, okay? So I'm getting, you know, like, you can do really well, but my dog Ginger's coming in, and she's saying, Mom, it's like she put her hand in a light socket. You have this, like, this energy within you, and you want to change it from, like, a nervous energy to the energy of excitement. They're very close, but, of course, you know, excitement would be a better option. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, you know, you've got to focus on, you know, the job that you think that you're going to feel better at and feel the energy for each one of them. Because I'm getting you've got to discover for yourself, first of all, you know, what it is that you want to do. Is there one that you love more than the other that really excites you?
Well, I've only been offered one position, and that's retail right now. These other ones are just possibilities.
Okay, but, I mean, even with the possibilities, is there something that really excites you?
The first one, I'm going back to the interview on Friday.
Okay. Okay, well, mm-hmm. now, see, when you said that,
yeah.
when you put it like that way, Ginger, my dog, put her paws up and saying that's a good option for you, okay? So feel each
okay.
option, like I said, and sit with the energy and see how it feels. But the one that you're going back to, I feel, is a good option. And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Jan, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, honey.
All right. Thank you, DC. That was wonderful, DC. Andrea, yeah,
mm-hmm.
When you were talking about retail, I have to agree. I felt good about the retail job. As a matter of fact,
that's not the job that I want.
Oh, okay. It's not what you want, but
That's my backup plan. That's my backup plan.
Oh, okay.
The job, the interview they had on Monday is with a real estate office, and that's the one I really would like to have. So I think they're going to offer me one, but like I said, there's a couple other ones that are possibilities that will pay more and would be a better opportunity.
But the other ones you think would be better than the real estate?
Yeah, they'll pay more.
So
where did the retail come in?
I went to a interview today, and they offered me a position. That's like my backup plan because I don't want to go unemployment.
Okay, yeah, because
unemployment is not going to pay enough, so this is my backup plan.
Right. Because when you said retail, I saw the letters in black, retail, when you said it. Boom. So they're offering you that job. Yes.
Right.
I agree with DC. You can do that right away. The other jobs, I feel like the other jobs, the other possibilities are going to be okay too. I think there's going to be something out of those two. But the main thing that I'm getting is the snail. That's the animal that I'm getting for you. I never see that animal. I can't even believe I'm seeing that. But that's what came through for you. I don't know. I never get snails. I just never get them. So it's really fun to see it. But I think it's interesting because, you know, I hardly ever get – I mean, it's a beautiful animal. I see them all the time on pictures, and I share them because I love them. You know what I mean?
Huh.
But I just don't see them too often for people. But anyway, let me tell you what it says. It says, snail is associated with wisdom, slow progress, persistence, patience, peace, self-care, and harmony. It's a gentle creature that carries its home wherever it goes. They also symbolize self-love, self-care, above everything else, retreating into their shell at the first sign of danger. The softness of the snail's body represents transience, while its spiral shell can be seen as a symbol for reincarnation. That's interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah. And some of the valuable traits of the snail is patience. That's like one of the main virtues, and staying calm amidst all chaos. And patience is a gift that you can use for yourself and for the people around you. And also you must lend them your support without criticism or judgment so that you can use this patience. It's also for self-care. So that's the main thing that I like to give the animals as the main message. But as far as the jobs, I did see retail in black bold letters. So that, I mean, like you said, you can always do that. That's a backup.
Right.
And I was feeling something about the other two possibilities. So, you know, when you go for the real estate job, that'll be really good that you go for that, but also go for those other, you know, go check out those other two also. I think you have more than one possibility here. So you're in good shape. You have more than one possibility here, I feel. I don't know which one it is exactly, although I know one of them is retail, and the other three you'll have to choose what you want.
Okay.
So good luck. Good luck with it, and call us back and let us know how it went.
Yeah, I'll absolutely let you know which one I choose.
Okay, good.
Beautiful.
And I'll hand you over to Peg. Yeah.
Hi, this is Peg.
Hi.
And as Jan was speaking about patience, I was looking through my cards and I came up with the card patience. Right as that was spoken. So that's another definition. And you know, I can think back to when I was looking for jobs, and, you know, having two and three opportunities, you know, different types of opportunities. I can understand that language, you know, that energy, because it's like, you know, which one do I take? Which one do I like best? And you know, and the first person wants me, and what am I supposed to do about the others, because they might be good, and it's just, it's like, it can be really crazy sometimes. And so, you know, that kind of comes back to, you know, patience, you know, which one speaks to you the most, you know. So the retail place may hire you, and, you know, as you say, that's a good backup because it's something that you can do. And if that does happen, you know, you can also, you know, because you won't be hired right away. You know, it will take a while. So you can
right.
explore the other positions too, you know, and maybe, you know, maybe there's two that you want. So maybe there could be like a part-time for both, you know, part-time for both or something. You know, or there's just one that's really speaking to you too. So, and that, you know, depends on what they're offering you, you know. So it's
right,
got to
weigh up the benefits
like,
and the salary.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, so, you know, figuring that out and just, you know, figuring it out for you, you know, will I really enjoy being in this job? Will they treat, you know, will I be treated in the way that, you know, that is good, you know, that is positive? And, you know, and just, you know, kind of think about what is best for you, not, you know, will they hire me and do they like me, you know? Because I think that's really important. And I think sometimes when we're looking for a job, we forget about that. You know, it's, you know, how we feel
yeah.
about it too. So I'll just read you what I'm hearing about patients. This is taken from the Energy Oracle deck. So this card shows a beautiful angel holding a clock in the stillness of winter, her quiet, peaceful energy is telling you that it's time to release the old urgency and to look at things with a much clearer perspective. When this card is upright, telling you to relax and let go of the single-minded desperation that's been driving you. Don't try to force your will on only one option. When you think there's only one solution to satisfy your needs, to make you happy, you're blocking many other potential solutions from coming your way. Let go of the anxiety and be flexible. Be patient, open, and creative. Choose to be peaceful in the present. The universe has more options than you may be aware of. Quiet your mind, broaden your perspective, and let them come through. And then the affirmation is, I pursue my goals with open receptivity. I am patient and flexible, willing to receive in many surprising and imaginative ways. So I guess that's basically what I said.
yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So take your time, you know, even though it may, because you are getting something at this point, but you know, address all your options, you know, and I think you're going to come up with a really good solution for what you're looking for.
That was a great Peg. We have one more member to connect with you. Okay.
Sure.
Catherine. Catherine, are you still with us?
I'm sorry, I was muted.
Oh, that's okay, hon. We have Andrea. Do you pick up anything for Andrea?
I do. So I pulled two cards.
Okay.
And the one is an eagle, and it the message is see from a higher perspective. So look at things from a different angle. Basically, fly higher and to see these possibilities. And so... And it talks about animal messages in animal medicine. It talks about that this particular animal is powerful and strong and courageous, and he is able to see for miles. Very intelligent, graceful, poised, the whole nine yards. It's just, you know, it's a different perspective here. And it says that you have the ability to take this higher perspective and move beyond limitations of, you know, what is not working for you. So is it the ego? Is it there's something that is there that can be unblocked, or unstuck, right? So the extended message here, just real quick, is eagle medicine swirls around you, encouraging you to recognize that your views or vision may be limited at this time. If there's a chance that your own desperation, needs, or ego could be blocking you from seeing the potential in your current situation, you want to pay attention to that. If there are other people involved, you are being guided to see things from everywhere, everyone's perspective. If you are feeling the need for something to change, ask yourself, how can you take that higher road, right? So know that if you have the intention that it's not the highest road, then just don't take it. So also, this eagle medicine can help you to change this. The eagle brings the energy of healing and love directly from the heart and invites you to do all things from the space of love. So doing what it is that you truly want to do is really important. And just looking at it from different angles is really the message here. And then the other one I pulled was from Angel Therapy deck, and it's aligning your actions so that they match your values and inner knowingness of what's right for you. And so basically this card just, says it's a response to your questions or prayers about increasing happiness and confidence. The angel answer is only conduct activities that you believe are right for you. This is based on no one else's code or conduct but your own. The angels say that engaging in behavior that you feel is not in your highest interest, or may affect your self-esteem or self-confidence, you want to take a look at that, right? Like, why is that happening? So, conversely, you can feel great about yourself, but only doing that which you feel is right, which I feel like is very important here. So, if you're doing something you think is right for you, but if you really don't want to do it, you could be great at it, but it's not your passion or it's not something that's going to make you happy, then just that's something you want to stay away from. But again, this is based on your own moral conduct and no one else's. The angels can help you change or heal any situation so you're able to bring your entire life fully into alignment with your inner truth. So does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you understand the reading? Great. Okay.
Beautiful, right, Catherine. That was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
And Andrea, please call us back and let us know, how everything turns out for you, okay?
Yeah, I will.
Thank you so much for calling in evening. Thank you. Have a
good
great
luck
night now.
Thank you, Andrea. You too. Bye. Blessings.
Good
Bye.
Luck. Night. Beautiful ladies. We have a couple more callers, so I'm going to pick up another one. Are you ready? Yes?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Hi, area code 85. Can we have your first name?
Hi, guys. It's Rose Maria.
Hi, Rose Maria. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Good. Work thing didn't go the right way it was supposed to, if that makes sense.
Okay. Okay.
So,
try to get you a little guidance on that? Is that what you're looking for, Rose? Okay. Okay, Jan, do you have
messages? Did you say?
Messages?
Rosemia, did you say work? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. Did we talk about work the last time? I don't think we did. We talked about your relationship, but I'm seeing a heart. I'm seeing a heart here as soon as you, and a butterfly.
And so let's go with that. I love the heart. It's a pink heart, and the butterfly is right on the heart. So let's see here. Here's what butterfly says. It says to lighten up and stop talking about everything so seriously. Get ready for a big change, one where an old habit or way of thinking or lifestyle is going out and a new way of being is emerging. It's time to make the changes you've been considering. In spite of all the challenges, you will get through this transition. And as always, know that this too shall pass. And also to express yourself by wearing more colorful clothing. That's neat. You know, the butterfly is all about transition and change and transformation. And it says that you have a profound appreciation for the natural cycles of life, a great deal of vitality, colorful tastes, like in music, clothing, art. You're very attractive to others. People are naturally drawn to you. And you don't do well in harsh or toxic environments. It's nice to have you to go outside in the air and to be around clean water and stuff like that. But you are able to change and adjust. So as far as your job, I'm sorry. I'm just getting that for right now. I'll have to just look into it, and I'll let the ladies share some more messages also, but I really am seeing the butterfly for you. Clear as a day.
And do we need your help a little bit? Because as you're talking to Rose Maria, I saw a lion come in and sit down beside her.
Oh, neat.
How awesome. Let me just quickly go to that so we can just
yeah, because I feel like the lion is going to help her in so many different ways.
Yes, absolutely. Lion is a very powerful animal. They're very strong, and they help you to hold your head up high and to keep your dignity no matter what you're faced with. You're much stronger than you think you are. Call upon the lion for courage and to confront any uncomfortable situations. Listen closely before acting rather than moving ahead impulsively. When you're faced with a tough decision, follow your heart. And you have a presence of a dignified manner, especially when you walk into the room. You're a natural leader, have great organizational skills. You're best when you function with a group or community. And you like to stretch your capabilities and are always seeking to learn more. That's fantastic. Does that resonate with you, Rose Maria?
It does, but it happened the other way. Yeah, it happened like the other way around with the conversation I had today with work. If that makes sense.
Oh, dear. It happened the other way around.
They said it was me that was making everybody else uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, Rosemary, you know what? You know what? Nothing happens by chance, right, Jan?
That's right.
So I do feel like that might be
exactly.
Like a little nudge maybe have you to guide you in another direction.
Right. Yeah, like that.
You know, I remember talking to you the last time, and you were talking about possibly traveling again. Is that still something you're thinking of?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it, but now without the work and without the money coming in to make enough, and I contacted a lawyer about that to move possibly and getting paid and opening a business and stuff like that there. So I'm not sure if that's going to happen. He hasn't contacted me yet, that lawyer.
Okay. Well, you know what Jan said about, like, you were asking about work, and she saw a little, like, you saw hearts, Jan. Ginger was throwing hearts as well. All of your roles, Maria.
Oh, really?
You know?
So
I would just, you know, just hang in there. And I'm hearing, like, you know, you are a very strong, independent woman, and I feel like you're not connecting with your highest purpose. So I do feel like there's going to be some more, like, more interesting possibilities that await you, because, as Jan said, you know, you have all these beautiful qualities, and you are certainly stronger than you realize, okay? And Ginger is with me, and she's sniffing the air, and she's saying, tell Rose Maria that change is in the air. And she's saying, girlfriend, don't be surprised if things just seem to clear up, okay? And I do feel like this is a time of transformation for you, hon. And I'm seeing, like, Jan, now I'm seeing pink roses. You know, I saw little hearts, but
now
I'm seeing pink roses as well. So I do feel like, you know, things are going to start changing for you, hon, okay?
Okay. I guess that
okay, Jan, do you have anything else for Rose Maria at this time?
Not really. Just I think the only other thing I can think of right now, instead of, like, try not to panic or anything, and just because of the hearts, Ginger's throwing you hearts, and I saw a heart, try to keep coming from your heart. You know, stay in your heart chakra and not panic. Don't panic right now. Just relax and just remember to stay in your heart and let things don't get too uptight about it. You know what I mean? You're gonna make it through it. You're gonna figure this out. Just don't panic. So on that note,
amazing, Jim, because Ginger's saying, "Mom, she's right on the money." She's saying, "Rose Maria, make decisions from your heart. Sometimes we have to use our heart, and sometimes we have to use our head." She's saying, "Rose Maria, this is your time to make those decisions from your heart." And focus on you and give yourself the self-love that you truly deserve. Okay?
Right on, Ginger.
Yeah, well, you're amazing, Jan. That was amazing. And we're going to turn the airwaves over now to Peg. Peg, are you with us?
Hi, Rose Maria. I'm here.
Hi.
Yep, I'm here. And as DC was talking, a card came up. It's called Journey. And it's she's outside. The woman in this picture is on a bridge, and she's got her bags packed, and she's kind of in front of her are, like, signs, like, options. I can't read what it's, I don't think you're able to read what it says. But it's, like, you know, she's got choices, just like you. You have choices. And so I'm going to read to you what Journey means from this energy book. You know, it's almost like today, whatever occurred, it's like it's telling you to think about your options, you know, as far as whatever it is you want to do for yourself. So the first thing that the card says is pack your bag. The Journey card foretells upcoming travel or a shift in location. It may be as simple as a vacation, a retreat, a class, or even a work-related trip. The card could also signal a movement of residence or a job relocation. The upright position indicates that the plan should go off without a hitch. Still be clear about your motivations and mindful of logistics. All of life is a journey. And this card is telling you that you have some exciting and inspiring adventures ahead. And then the affirmation is, I am attracting wonderful new adventures to me. My life is a blessing, taking me to new places, inside and out. So I feel like this card is telling you to consider your options, to maybe even if you don't think you have options, but you might have dreams or wishes to truly, that this might be a good time to think about those. And with the new moon coming, and it's a very powerful new moon, and it's all about making those goals and writing them down and, you know, and continuing to work on them. So you can still be working, but you can also see what else might be out there, whether it's a job or a new place to live. And they're just, you know, they're just saying there's a lot of choices for you, and to not feel hopeless in any way. And a good angel for that, for hope and surrender, is Archangel Jeremiah. So you might want to look him up and see what he's all about. But he's a really good angel to help us with feeling hopeful, and also forgiveness too, and surrender. So I hope that that helps.
Yes, it did.
Okay, that's good. Did you want, was there anything you wanted to say about anything?
I guess I'm understanding that they're gonna, how I was supposed to do it to move back, and with the lawyer, I had to do the paperwork and stuff, and I guess that's the way I'm supposed to go. I guess they're supposed to contact me now from yesterday, because I didn't hear back from anything from them yet.
Okay.
So
okay.
I guess I'm,
well,
taking them home back.
Everything.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. Hold on, Rosemaria. We still have Catherine. Catherine, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Okay.
Awesome.
So I did pull two cards for you, and the one was Wise One and a woman on the card, and there's an owl sitting on her shoulder, and it says, grow within your current situation. So just it's saying that to overcome, this is part of the reading here. All right, there's many life challenges, and overcoming setbacks is very important on this card. You know what? Apparently, it's not an owl; it's a raven. It looks like an owl, but anyway, on this card, the raven. No, you know what? It is an owl. I'm sorry. This card is very dark in the book, but there is an owl on the shoulder, and she's holding a raven. That's what it is. Okay. So on this card, the raven is in her hands, represents the capacity to overcome darker sides and be reborn again and again. So it's a new beginning. So she helps you to tap into wisdom and to overcome whatever life throws at you. Wisdom is always there. And just to learn from your experiences, when this card appears, you are being guided to continually work just on growth and expansion within this current situation. And just, again, just go beyond and look further into, you know, what are ways that you can overcome, you know, what the situation is, and just learn from it. And then the other one is about forgiveness. And nothing ever, forgiveness is an act of self-love. And, you know, you don't have to be defined by any situation that you haven't been supported in or happy in, but just know that you are being supported, and to think about whatever situation that occurred, think about forgiveness. Because, again, forgiveness is the path to light, love, and healing at this time. So I hope that resonated with you.
Yes.
Beautiful. That was awesome, Catherine. Thank you.
Thanks.
Rosemaria, you take care and, you know, stay in touch with us. Let us know how everything is going, okay?
All right, I will. Thank you.
Have a great night, hon.
Take care.
Okay, ladies. We have approximately 14 minutes. I'm going to grab another caller.
Okay.
Hi, area code 404. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, it's April.
Hi, April. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yes, I just wanted to know, when did you see me finding and closing a home, on a home?
Okay, signing and closing a home, hon?
Finding.
Oh, finding. Okay, that's, I couldn't hear you. It's a little bit. I feel like it could possibly be soon, but you're holding on to, I feel like, you know, the energy you're holding on to, you've got to get rid of it, okay? I do feel there's going to be divine assistance helping you, okay? So please don't hold on, you know, to the energy of worry.
Okay.
I'm going to turn you over to Jan, hon. Jan?
Uh-huh. Hi, what was your name again? I'm sorry. Oh, April. It's April?
Yes.
You know, before you even came on, I saw your animal, and then when you came on, it came in even stronger. It's the giraffe. Do you resonate? Do you know anything about that? I mean, this animal just I saw before you even came on. And it's just so clear. So anyway, well, they just want to give you the message. And so let me see if I can find the darn thing. Giraffes are all about looking ahead. And they're clairvoyant. Okay, Kiki. Now my cat's coming in here. And they like to look over and ahead and beyond. That's what they're all about. I can't even find it. That's what they're all about, is looking ahead and looking to the future and seeing, you know, it's a very positive sign. So, or animal. So if that's what you're wondering about, that is what you're wondering about, is your future right now. It's a house, and I agree with DC that it's coming soon, between now and 6 months. That's what I was getting.
Okay.
Maybe, oh, here it is. Let me see what the giraffe says here. They're going to give a little bit here. As the tallest land animal, giraffe links earth with sky, reminding us to balance spiritual wisdom with grounded awareness and to live in the present while keeping an attentive eye on the future. There you go.
Yep. Okay.
So that's
Thank you.
It. You're welcome.
Beautiful, Jan. That was absolutely wonderful. And as you were speaking with April, I kept seeing a number 5. So I don't know if it's like, you know, the 5th day of the month or the 5th month, but I was getting a number 5. It was just floating around. And again, I was getting, please don't worry.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to turn you over. We have Peg and we have Catherine, hon. April, so please don't leave us yet, okay? Thank you.
Okay.
Peg?
Yeah. Hi, April. I picked a card for you also. And the card number is 5050. And it's also the angel of strength, personal power, and inner strength. And this amazing angel brings the news that this is the time of increasing power for you. Especially with the moon that's coming,
tomorrow, I believe. You know, that's the time where we can write our intentions and our goals. So that might be something that you might want to do for you, for yourself. And it also says it's not the time to be passive or submissive, but to speak your truth and take action on your own behalf. You're capable of taking greater control, directing your own destiny, for the power that comes from within reaches out to the universe and beyond. Inner strength and unlimited resourcefulness flow through you at this time, helping you to create real results. Call upon this wonderful angel and on your own inner resourcefulness to bring you the focus and resolve to do what's necessary in order to make your dreams a reality. And this, and in this card, this woman has a lion like in front of her. And, you know, I believe the lion is all about strength and, you know, determination. Is that right, Jan?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Sure,
yeah.
Is.
So it's, yeah, so I it's almost like the universe is at, and the angel can support you in keeping positive, you know, but also just keeping that inner strength and determination. And I think if you maybe try some meditation or some writing, asking this angel to be with you during, you know, your house hunting and whatnot. And also, I'm sure as you know, I mean, this is a really hard time to be finding homes and something that is affordable too. So it's a matter of patience, but I feel like the perfect place will show up for you. And Jan said 6 months, and DC said 5, and I said 50. You know, 6 and 5 is 11. And, you know, that's the universe reminding you that they're here for you. So I hope that helps in some way.
Peg, I have to tell you, when you said lion, I saw the visual of the Wizard of Oz and the lion getting some courage, and I feel the lion was helping April to believe and have the courage. And
yeah.
I also, you know, as I said the number 5, I was hearing April showers bring May flowers.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
So
that
it could
perfect.
Be like,
I love that.
Yeah, so I we'll have to see. We'll have to see.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We still have Catherine. Catherine, do you have a message as well?
Yes, I do. So I pulled a card from the Angels and Ancestors Oracle deck card, and I pulled the Direction Guardian, choose your path. And in synchronicity here on the cover is an angel holding a lion.
Wow.
Yes. And an eagle. I know.
That is great.
I know.
Awesome.
So the message is connect with your deepest desires and choose a path that will make your heart and soul sing. And these amazing angels are the ones who come to us when we are at a crossroads. The extended message here is really your path isn't set in stone at this time, and nor really should it be, or does it have to be, right? So there's many directions you can take, and none of them are wrong. You know, they all hold perfect opportunities to grow and to learn, and that's what life is to be, enjoyed and surrounded and, you know, to savor, you know, around loved ones and savored. And so if you know that there's this, a decision to be made, or feel indecisive, choose the path you know is going to make you light up and choose with your heart. So, you know, the ladies are saying, yes, this house, you know, is there. But just saying that, yes, that is so possibly absolutely true. But there's other options as well. So I hope that does make sense. And I think that it's important because it's the lion here and the eagle is synchronistic with what the other ladies were saying. And also, you know, worry is something that you just don't want to do because that's just going to bring more worry. And in terms of the universe, you're bringing to you what you don't want, right? So you want to put out affirmations that are going to of abundance, right? And be as specific as you can. And say them every night. Say them every day. Say them as, you know, you're grocery shopping. You can say them at any time. But be in a positive space and think about what your thoughts are, your words are, because they're all energy and they mean something. And you're just getting back what, you know, you're putting out there, right? So does that make sense? Hello?
Thank you for that. Thank you. That resonates.
Beautiful.
It does good.
Beautiful.
Good.
Well, stay in touch with us. Let us know how it works out, okay? April,
okay.
And good evening, hon. God bless. Take care now. Okay, ladies, we have 3 minutes left. Really fast, if you want to tell everyone how to connect with you. Jan?
Oh, sure. Well, I'm on Facebook and Jan Drake Bakke. And my email is jandrakebakke@gmail.com. You can look at my website, www.wefindourway. But please contact me first if you want to get a reading. Okay. Thanks.
Beautiful. Peg?
Yeah, I'm also on Facebook, and they can also connect me through my website at Peg Jones, not Peg Jones, pegsangelicalwhispers.com. And if they're interested in any of my services, they can contact me through the website.
Beautiful. Catherine?
Yes, so I wanted to remind the listeners that there is a new show coming up that I will be hosting along with Mary Hernandez called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality, and it will begin in January of next year on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you want to contact me, you can email me at kgpeoples@gmail.com.
Beautiful. Catherine, we look forward to that show and, you know, keep reminding people. And I have to tell you, everyone, what an amazing show. We were so connected this evening, and the readings were phenomenal. Thank you, ladies.
They
wonderful.
Really were. My goodness.
Yes.
Just
have
amazing.
A nice evening, Jan and Peg and Catherine. Thank you for, you know, giving these amazing readings. And I'm just so blessed to be connected with each of you. Good night, ladies.
Wow, we feel the same.
Good night.
Good night.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bless everyone.